Here we go. So we are holding by number 25, which is Kabbalas Yisurim, accepting Yisurim, lo alinu. Accepting Yisurim, again, we're calling it a kinyan of Torah. And the question I ask every single one is, these are all great midos to have. Accepting Yisurim is a big measure of emunah and bitachon, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you what you need. It shows you that in life, Hashem gives you challenges. Things don't always go the way you want them to go, but they go the way that Hashem wants them to go, which is the important understanding to have. But why is that part of Kiyani Chachma? What exactly is the point? So number one, the Maral says that Yisurim, we know, bring Kapara, and Yisurim are Memarkin, they give Kapara to the Guf. And we've said many times before how when you're Memayit the Guf, you're enable the Seichel and the Neshama to take over. I mean, the less chumri, we say all the time, the less chumri you are, then the more receptive you are to Torah, because you're not someone who's magushim. You're not so shakula in the world of food and women and taiva and all these things. You become more of a spiritual person with more of a spiritual chush. I mean, maybe chachma is more niskabel. It clicks to you better. It sticks to you. You're more of a clickable for it. So the Maral says, Yisurim are matinus aguf. When one goes through suffering and difficulties, the suffering usually have to do take a physical toll on a person one way or the other, and that's Ramayat the Guf, and allows the Neshama to shine. Just very similarly, there's a reason that it says in Avos, in the end of the fifth parak, it talks about how as a person grows older, it says if a person is, it's been Shmot, been Shishim Laseva, and been Shishim Le Zikna, been Shivim Laseva, been Shmonim Legvuros, Metishim Lashuach. So if you look at the Mefarshim on that Mishnah, it goes through all these ages as you grow older. So basically, these ages, the Maral explains, the older you grow, the weaker your body gets, but the stronger your seichel is going to get, and the more ruchniyistik you become. Because as your body sort of takes a back seat, then a neshama can shine. So there's an inyan that Yisurim do a similar thing. Yisurim are able to make a person, it's mamayat the body, and therefore can bring out the neshama more. That's one nakuda, that's the Maral. Tiferes Yisrael says on this, that the inyan of Mekabel Yisurim, he says, is mimidas savlanus, she'enu mamahir achri Hashem. So it's savlanus. It's being able to tolerate what's happening, that you don't question a Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'shar mitzvos of derech tumo, and you keep mitzvos derech tumo in a way with tamimus that you don't start asking too many questions. I mean, the first Yisrael is not stressing b'mekal b'avva. That's not the point right now. Often we talk about b'mekal b'yisurim b'avva. You have to accept them with love. That's a madrigo, which is something else. But just to accept Yisurim in the sense that I'm not going to question a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I understand this is what I need. And I'm going to go weiter. I'm going to keep my mitzvos, learn Torah, do my avodah, and not let these things throw me off. Not let them get to me. Not get too stressed out or too bogged down by them. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. Now, we all come from Yaakov, you know. He was Ishtam. Ishtam means you don't make any cheshbonos. You know, you deal with the situation as is. You keep on moving, persevering, despite what's happening around you. That's tamimus. You have one goal. You have one focus. That's exactly what tamimus is. When I'm focused, we call someone a tam. So the translation that he's simple is not the right translation. Tom means that he's very straightforward. He's very, you know, focused. He's single-minded. And Yaakov Ishtam means he had his focus on one thing. Nothing else really. It wasn't that he was simple, but nothing else really bothered him. Nothing else was on his mind because his goal was Torah, was Emes, was the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that was it. The idea of Mekabel Yisurim, according to First Yisrael, is that when somebody goes through a difficult situation, you deal with it as is. You persevere. You don't start being mahar after Hashem. You don't start asking kashas. You don't start getting aggravated by it. You understand, this is my matzav now. I have to push forward in life within this matzav. Difficulties can't throw us off course too much, and it's a very challenging thing. But we go through difficulties, they shouldn't throw us off course. We have to serve Hashem mitoich those difficulties. That's the hashgacha panas, that we have a job right now to do avodas Hashem within the difficulties. Roshiva said, I think it was us last Friday in the Parsha Shir, he spoke about the vort of the Kutzker, the Lo Supana Dika Yin, that Hashem wants you to learn Torah even through the Lo Supana Dika. He's saying that even when you're busy and you don't have the ability to focus, that's your job at that moment, is to focus mitoch that, mitoch the fact that you don't have time and you still have to learn Torah. I mentioned to you guys many times one of my favorite ideas you find in Gittin, the Rabbi Huda Lomakesh Yirtzeh. Rabbi Huda is able to learn whenever he wanted to. It says in the end of the sixth parak, whenever Rabbi Huda wanted to learn, Whether things were easy, things were hard, he was hot, he was cold, he was sick, he was healthy, things were calm at home, things were crazy at home, he was suffering, he wasn't suffering, he was able to learn. When he wanted to learn, he could always sit and learn, regardless of the situation around him, which is a big nekuda right now, obviously, in our matzav. No matter how hard it is to sit there in your house in a corner learning, we should be able to achieve, if we want to learn, we learn, and despite what's going on around us. But that's the thing of Kabbalah Yisurim as well. When someone's going through Lo'aleinu, going through Yisurim, to be able to say that despite the challenges I'm having right now, I can sit and learn, it's a tremendous madrega. So that's how it's a kinyan of chachma, because it lets you persevere. You can't be kind of Torah if every little thing throws you off. Every single day you wake up, I'm not so feeling so good today, I'm in a bad mood, you know, I had a fight with my mother, you know, I have a little bit of a cough. Those things throw you off every single day. So it's rare to find a day where everything's perfect. How many days is everything perfect? You know, not that often. So if you're able to say, okay, but I gotta do what I gotta do, and you persevere, I'm a kabbalist, because of what Hashem wants me to deal with today, and you go ahead and you learn, you do your mitzvahs, so then you're gonna keep on striking. But if every single little thing throws you off, and you can't hang on because of it, that throws you off of being kind of chachma. That's where it's a Kenyan Torah. I saw brought down that the Chasam Sofer says, you know, we'll go up to Shemayim, and we'll end up complaining to Hashem, why didn't I have more Yisurim? Meaning in this life, we don't want the Yisurim. And we say, Lohim lo schar, and the Gemara says it. The Amoraim got Yisurim, and they said, I don't want them or their schar. It's too much for me. But if we were to go to Shemayim and we were able to look back and see what those did for us, we'd understand that those actually brought us to tremendous Hatzlacha. And Chasam Sofer says that you might say, why didn't I have more Yisurim to go through? So it's hard for us to understand that right now, but it's a Nekuda that we have to understand. Chofetz Chaim would say, never say that something is Ra that happens to you. Say it's Mar. Things can be bitter, but they're not bad. I mean, a bitter thing is that it's hard for me to handle. It hurts, it's painful, it's challenging, it's bitter. But a Baal Bitachon says it's not bad though, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is behind it all. So it can't be bad. It's just bitter. It's difficult. That's the thing being Mar versus being a Ra. And we know that the Lashon Mar, you flip the letters, it turns into Rum. It elevates you. Things that are Mar bring Rumus. It elevates you as a person. That's being Mar. Ravoba has a piece on Shavuos actually, in the Mamari Meiratzon on Shavuos. That's it called, not Meiratzon, they changed the name. It's now called Das Shlomo. The original one was Meiratzon, but that was on the Yom HaRayim. But Das Shlomo. In Das Shlomo, he says that, you know, after Har Sinai, it's Kosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, why did Hashem speak to you in Har Sinai? He says, Bavro Nasus Eschem Ba'alukim. He came to Menaseh you. So Menaseh you has a lot of possible translations in the Mefarshim. Menaseh could mean like an assignment, like a challenge. But Menasseh related could also mean to elevate you, to lift you up. And Rav Volba says that all hashkacha upon a person is with one goal. It's to merim a person. It's to elevate us, to lift us up. To achieve romimus, that's all hashkacha is. Hashkacha is leading you to be merimim you. So that means the things that you feel are helping you shteig, and the things that you feel are getting in your way, they're all the same hashkacha. You say, wow, today I feel so good, and I'm alive, and I'm alert, and everything's calm, and I have Yishuv Hadas, and you know, the temperature is just right in the Beis Medrash, and I found my safer first thing in the morning. I have to look for my Gemara anywhere, my Chavrus showed up on time, my coffee tastes great, and you know, I had a good breakfast this morning. So that's the Rim Ramamu. And then the same thing when you get up in the morning and you sleep a little late, and you know, you have a little bit of a stomach ache, and you have a headache, and the coffee was cold, and you're out of sugar, and your Chavrus came late, and you can't find your Gemara, and your pen exploded in your pocket. You go through all these things. That's also the Rambam. It's both. It's all Kosh Baruch Hu guiding you in the right way, because we have to go through lots of experiences in life to steig. And those are all parts of growth. Your job is to keep plugging through and let the Hashgacha take you where it goes, not to be thrown off by it, but to take it by the horns and grow through it. Be makabel. That's the Kabbalah Yisurim. You're makabel it. You don't worry about them. You don't have daiga. The daiga pulls you out of the moment. You know, but you have to look at the task at hand right now. We said this morning, it's in the Shir Shal Yom on Thursdays, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Gever Shetehasenu Ka Mitras Chasalam Denu. The fortune is the person that Kosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim to, and he should learn or be taught Torah, meaning that the Yisurim are Ashrei Gever. There's an Ashrei Gever on Yisurim, because those Yisurim are to help us grow. And when you can learn through Yisurim, that's the biggest steiging. There's an additional Nekuda, that's not the stress of many Farshim here, but some pointed out. The Mishnah says Kabbalah Yisurim. But we often talk about the midah of b'mekabel yisurim ba'ahava, b'mekabel ahava. So that's a bigger madriga, which is not just accepting them and moving on and persevering, but it's actually understanding it, taking it with love, saying, Hashem, I'm so happy you gave this to me because I see it as an opportunity to grow. I mean, often we don't understand it. We'll say, okay, I'll deal with it. But b'mekabel ahava is a very high madriga, again, which the Gemara talks about how even Amorayim had trouble with it. But that madriga of b'mekabel ahava is that you can grow, it's to see the value of the Asurim, that they help you grow and to grow from it. That's Yisurim Ba'ava. The Ruach Chaim, Chaim Volodyan, he says here a very important akuda for Bnei Torah. He says that, you know, everyone in life is going to have, you know, their Yisurim. And the Yisurim are needed for many reasons, al pi hashgacha. But there's something called a Melas B'Torah. And if you bring on yourself, let's say, challenges, you know, physical difficulties because of a Melas B'Torah, so that can preempt or take the place of other Yisurim. So the mashal, you know, somebody gets sick. So then it's painful, it hurts, not comfortable, you have to stay in bed for a few days, you know, that's Yisurim. If somebody is pushing themselves in learning, despite the fact that they're hungry, or they're tired, or it's very late at night, or early in the morning, but you push yourself in learning, you know, you really rather relax, but you rack your brain to understand a sugya, that's Yisurim too. And if you can bring on Yisurim through a Melas B'Torah, Rav Chaim Volodyan says, that can preempt other kinds of Yisurim, and it's much better because you get the Yisurim and you get a mitzvah out of the Yisurim. I mean, usually the Yisurim are not a mitzvah in and of themselves. Yisurim are something that hopefully help to be merimim you and help you shteig. But if you can bring upon those Yisurim through a Melas B'Torah, through pushing yourself through to your limits and learning, so that also is Yisurim, and that's Yisurim which actually is a greater madrega, because then you actually get a mitzvah out of it. That's Yisurim. And you can avoid going through other physical Yisurim because of that. So that's a tremendous thing. It's something which we don't, you know, often, we're used to being very comfortable. That's who we are. You know, we live in modern times, live in America, we're very comfortable people. Often learning is not that comfortable. You know, sometimes learning could be a situation, it's hard to sit down for several hours straight and focus. Sometimes you're hungry, but it's still in the middle of Seder. Sometimes you're tired and you want to go to sleep, but you still need to learn. Things can be very comfortable about learning. It says, Kachi darka shel Torah, pas melech tochal, mayim asur teshde, varzata amel, you know, varzata tishan, torata amel, shrecha v'tovlach, it's a Mishnah. You know, you have to drink water, eat bread and drink water, and sleep on the ground, shrecha v'tovlach. You know, that's a very fortunate thing. So one shot in that Mishnah is that, you know, even if it comes to that, so that's what you got to do to learn, then fine. But another shot is Adarabba, that's Darkos Torah, that actually is a Milo in learning, like we're talking about, because the more that you remove yourself from the world of Gashmias, and you're able to have self-control, the more Ruchniistic you become, and you can tap into the learning in a much more effective way. So that's the Indian of the sort of Sasu Ruach Chaim. The Ruach Chaim legend says that if you put your Amelos into Torah, Zos Torah Arm Kiyamos Ve'Oha, the Ein Torah Miskayim Mishmeim Sasu Ve'Oha, you have to kill yourself in the Smedrash, that's the Torah's Miskayim. Kill yourself in the sense that you do have to deprive yourself sometimes for learning, and that's a big Mila. The Gemara Brachos, it says there's three things that are Niknes B'Yisur, Brachos Da'fei, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Those three tremendous madrigos in Klal Yisrael can only be acquired through Yisurim. Torah is one of them. Torah requires this, so we can choose how to deal with it. We can choose that, you know, if Chas V'Shalom Lo'Aleinu, we go through a period of suffering, so we can choose to be dragged down by it. We can choose to kvetch and complain to Kosh Baruch Hu and question it. We could choose to accept it and persevere, or we could choose to even take a ba'ava and realize that Hashem is trying to bring me somewhere greater. It's one of the hardest things to do in the entire Torah. You know, there's a Mishnah Brachos, which I always say is probably the hardest Mishnah to actually be Mekayim in Kol Torah Kula. It says, Kishem she'adam mevarach ala tov, kach mevarach ala ra. Just like you have to make a bracha on tov, baruch atov imetiv, you make a bracha on ra, baruch dayan emes. And the Gemara is Medayik, the Kishem, just like. What's the just like? So the same feeling of Kavana and Avas Hashem, you know, and appreciation you have when you say Baruch Tov Meitiv, so one's supposed to have that when they say Baruch Dayan Emes. And that is a superhuman feat. That's something which is, that Mishnah to me is something which is a madrega of very, very big people, very hard for anyone to Mekayim. But it's showing us the goal. And the goal is that the way you see Ashkacha is that whether Ashkacha comes in ways that we appreciate or don't appreciate, it's all Ashkacha. It's all Kosh Baruch Hu who knows what's the best for us. And we go through those difficult times. Again, when people on very high madrigas are able to say, Baruch Dayan Emes, with the same Avas Hashem and the same Kavana, that they would say Baruch Tovim Etiv, which again I think is a madriga beyond most of us at this time. But it's an incredible feat and something that everyone has to at least know that that's the goal, because as Bali Bitachon we understand that's what Hashkacha is all about. So Kabbalah Yisurim has a lot to do with Hashkacha, and a lot to do with our ability to persevere. That's Kabbalah Yisurim. So maybe this one I think is a little bit hard to think little practical examples, but I would now you guys can share also. I would just share. I think that the way to work in Kabbalah Yisurim, I think there's two ways. Number one is, you know, growing in Bitachon. Understanding what Bitachon is, understanding what Hashkacha is all about. There's many Sfarim written about it. As much we can do to the people we can talk to about it, people that we know have experienced difficult times and have persevered. And that helps us be Mekabel Yisurim properly, because we see that there's real life examples of people who go through these things and are able to be Mekabel them. And it's also just knowing that when I have a duty, when I have a job, when something I have to accomplish, I have to be single, what do they say, single-minded, you know, that nothing throws me off. And you know, there's an ability, there are people out there that we all know that when they have a goal in mind, whether it be in the world of Kedusha or in the world of Chulin, they don't take their eye off the ball. No matter what comes their way, they keep focused on the goal. And I think Kabbalah Yisurim is a big part of that, that if our goal is that I'm going to serve Kosh Baruch Hu 100%, then I don't let things throw me off. Any other thoughts out there on this one? By the way, you don't have to wait till the end to share your thoughts. You're always welcome to pipe up anytime. You can push the raise hand button or turn off your mute, or you can put the chat. I'm always happy to take questions in the middle of the shmooze also. Just in person, people do it more, but on Zoom, it's harder to get it done. But I think you all have a button to raise your hand, or you can put things in the chat, and we can then talk about them also. Just by the way. All right, fine. Shkoyach. Yalevi.
Shkoyach, good. I didn't take off my mute to the last minute, because I